Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman live at Vanderkook Lake High School. This is the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. We are glad to be here after a nearly 1 hour weather delay, Matt. Would you say about an hour?
Yeah, about an hour and 15 minutes when we get started.
But the weather's fine now. Of course, the field's going to be a little mushy, but players ready to deal with that. They are out here warming up now. We're counting down about 14 minutes till game time. And looking forward to a fantastic contest. I want to make sure we shout out to our winners tonight for the Football Frenzy. These folks got qualified for the two-year lease for a 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. Cameron Cohn, Carla Horton, Christy Keys, Felicia Thomas, Emily King, Sarah Kemplin, Tim Applegate, Delinda Woods, Scott Kilgrove, and Corey Kilgrove. And then we've got a couple winners from our pregame tailgate here. Larry Applegate will walk away with a $50 Carlton equipment gift card, and Quentin Chafin, a $25 gas card winner from Wilby Transit Mix. You can pick those prizes up at the K105.3 studios at the front office Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Really ready to get this game going underway, Matt. And, you know, we're expecting a good one. I think Vanderkook Lake is going to be a team that's going to – they're going to vie for a conference title this year.
Well, they're picked – you know, I looked on MLive, and Vandercook's picked to win that conference, and that's a tough conference. You know, Manchester has been really good every year. But Vandercook's got 18 returning lettermen, 8 starters on both sides of the ball, which is an ingredient for a successful year.
All right. Yeah, they're coming off a win, 27-14 over Springport, where really it turned into I think it was tied at halftime. They shut them out in the second half, and that's what we expect to see from Vandercook Lake. That's really going to drive them this year as a very talented defense.
Well, what I noticed, too, is Springport has Logan Browning, and he's probably one of the best running backs in the Pig 8 Conference, and they held him to 29 yards rushing. So I think the key to this Vandercook team is their defense.
Yeah, they're going to be locked down. Two offensive players that look to get a lot of action, Zathan Reddick, Malik Wilkes. We saw both of them during the basketball season. Both you and I agreed that they're probably two of the best athletes that Vandercook Lake's got in the school.
Absolutely.
Just both real fast, quick, strong. So I look forward to seeing them run the ball tonight. They both had a touchdown in the previous game against Springport. 12 carries for Zathan with 67 yards, and Malik Wilkes, 17 carries for 65 yards. QB Nolan Hancock, 5 of 11, threw a touchdown and a pick, 55 yards. So they do Zach work the ball through the air a little bit too. So I look to see a balanced attack from Vandercook Lake and a tough defense. Meanwhile, for East Jackson, they're coming off a loss 24-8 for Whitmore Lake. What's really a victory for them just to be on the field. They didn't have enough guys last year. They canceled the entire season. So it's good to see football back at East Jackson.
And you know, I'm all too familiar with that because we've dealt with that at Concord. And it's you know, these smaller schools, it's tough. You get down in that, you get that 18, 20, you get a couple of kids that get hurt, you get down in the 15, 16 range, and then you got to make a decision. Are you going to bring some JV kids up or not ready, or are you going to leave them down? And I think East Jackson, you know, it was criticism. There always is, because you know, you want to put out a varsity team, but you know, safety has to come first, and they stuck it out and said, you know, we're just going to do JV. And I respect them for that. And
certainly.
Hopefully it pays dividends.
And physically, you can just see a difference between a freshman and a senior. And you get those two guys bumping heads, that senior is going to win. And a lot of times that could turn into an injury. So.
Oh, and it can turn them off to football.
Yeah.
You know, you go out there as a freshman and you get killed because you're not ready to be on the field. You may not come back out as a sophomore.
Right.
So I think East Jackson, I think they made the right choice.
And they despite only putting up 8 points, they put about 240 yards on the ground with four different guys. Alexander, Capernol, Dingy, and Duncan all had carries for yards, a couple guys with 80. So they can move the football. We'll see if they can put it in the end zone today. Here on your pregame show, Football Frenzy on K105.3, brought to you by our touchdown sponsors, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, and ERA Reardon Realty. We will take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get into some more information.
To most banks, everyone looks the same. Because they don't see you, all they see are numbers and statistics. That may not matter until you need a loan. But County National Bank sees you as an individual with value beyond what shows on a credit report. CNB is a local bank with local lenders using local appraisers who work harder to get you the loan you need. Everyone is not the same. We're local, just like you. CNB, banking that stays in the community. County National Bank, NMLS 399979, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
My name is Carla Bergman, owner and operator of Bergman Specialty Products. Bergman Specialty Products offers custom repair services and stocks a wide variety of O-rings, U-cups, gaskets, and gasket material, polyseals, wipers, and O-ring cord stock in a wide variety of different materials in standard or metric sizes. So please call today at 517-764-9043 or come visit us at our website for a quick quote at www.bergmanspecialty.com.
Subway wishes East Jackson and Vandercook Lake good luck in tonight's game. Come into the Vandercook Lake or Page Avenue Subway wearing your Jayhawk or Trojan gear and receive a free 20-ounce drink with any sandwich purchase. Feed your athlete and family something fresh from Subway. Right now, Subway would like to send out a special shout-out to student-athlete Bailey Riddle. It's Subway's football free drink special at the Vandercook Lake and Page Avenue stores, now until close. Go Trojans, go Jayhawks!
Technology is one of the best tools to inspire and accelerate learning. At East Jackson, many students utilize an iPad or Chromebook, but most importantly, they receive one-on-one time to learn how to use these tools. Your student will be prepared for the future by using technology to think independently and also collaborate and contribute in a team setting. Like technology, East Jackson Schools continues to evolve. Contact East Jackson Community Schools through EJ's Twitter, Facebook, or website, or just pick up the phone and give us a call. East Jackson Community Schools, where together we thrive.
Hello, I'm Jay Johnson with Johnson Sign. Our company has been working with Northwest Community Schools these past 3 years as a part of the new $40 million bond for upgrades and new facilities. I'm a proud dad of two Northwest alumni, Jim and Will, who are now also my partners in business. This school district had offered my family a solid educational foundation as we have built and maintained a successful community business since 1964. I'm telling you, this district has an exciting and bright future, and we at Johnson Sign are proud to be supporters of Northwest Community Schools. Thank you, and go Mountie Nation.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. And as a part of the Jackson County Connected Schools, we know firsthand how it truly takes a village to educate our students. Because of this, we are so thankful for our partnerships and our community. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman live from Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. For our sponsors tonight, Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank, and Wilby Transit Mix. Matt, we got some out-of-town scores.
Yes, I do. Western leads Battle Creek Penfield 21-0. That was a first quarter score. Jackson Lumen Christie up 18-0 on Charlotte at the half. Concord and Union City are tied 8-8. That is in the second quarter, and that's under a weather delay.
Okay.
As is Hanover Horton and Michigan Center also under delay, with Hanover Horton leading 6-0. Now, Napoleon and Grass Lake and Jackson Northwest and Harper Creek are like we are right now. They have not yet started.
Still waiting to get underway. And I know our friends at ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, were hoping to get underway about the same time as us. So that game still yet to start over at Jackson High School with the Vikings versus Vikings. Yes, Lansing Everett. Thank you, Matt Lehman, paying attention in class. Of course, a teacher, you'd expect him to do that. We got about 5.5 here before we get started, and we're looking forward to it. Matt, easily, just visually, you see the numbers game is in favor of Vandercook Lake. They're certainly going to go deeper than the Trojans.
Big difference. What do we got over there? Looks maybe like 15, 16 kids for East Jackson.
I counted 15, and we got about almost twice that maybe for Vandercook.
You know, that's like I said, those are dangerously low numbers, you know.
Yep.
Like I said, I've been there.
But in a lot of ways, I think the kids just glad to get out and compete.
Absolutely.
Maybe have a chance to, you know, make that memory during high school, and you want to give them that
Absolutely. Opportunity.
So we will take another two-minute break, and we'll come back and be ready to get things underway here from Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas ask, why get a hot tub? For romantic evenings, halftime breaks, a midnight soak, or just a relaxing unwind after work. Plus, kids love them. And right now, Caldera Spas hot tubs start at just $28.99. So why get a hot tub from Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas? Why not? Blue Water Pools and Spas on Page Avenue, Michigan Center.
Wilby Transit Mix is a family-owned company serving Jackson for over 100 years. Jackson's only locally owned ready-mix concrete producer. With a fully stocked showroom open to the public with concrete-related tools, sealers, and stamped concrete supplies, vent pavers, cultured stone and retaining wall dealer, plus a fully stocked concrete block yard, and a complete supply of bagged pre-mixed concrete, cement, and repair compounds for the do-it-yourselfers. Crushed concrete, stone, sand, and gravel available too. Wilby Transit Mix. Stop in today at 2323 Brooklyn Road.
With summer winding down, it's time to clear the decks at Thayer Marine in Jackson. Thayer Marine has slashed prices on Chaparral Sport Boats, Starcraft Deck Boats, Bayliner Element Deck Boats, and Bennington Pontoons. With discounts over $8,000, this is the best time to buy a new boat or pontoon from Thayer Marine. Hurry, prices on now through September 5th. Buy now and get free winter storage as part of your purchase, a $600 value for free. Only at Thayer Marine in Jackson. Visit on the web at thayermarine.com or call 517-787-3000.
Don't spend another day wondering what to do. There's something for everyone at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Log on to flavorfruitfarm.com or like them on Facebook and see a schedule of events, including live music on the patio. A perfect night for the whole family. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week. That's right, donuts 7 days a week. Why not pick up a pie for your next big family gathering? Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Plan your trip at flavorfruitfarm.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3. I remember
waiting for the school. Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman. We're live. Vandercook Lake High School. We're just about ready to get things underway. Both teams on the field. We got coaches standing all over the place, and the fans hung out pretty well throughout the weather delay. And it looks like we're going to get the band going here on the national anthem. So yeah, we will.
This is a great venue. We talked about this. You know, you look at this first.
There you go, our national anthem coming to you from the East Jackson, Vandercook Lake High School Band. We're coming to you from the visitors' press box here on the visitor sideline at Vandercook Lake High School in the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. And Matt, you said you like this venue. You enjoy it.
It is. I mean, you look at this. You know how it's cut into the earth a little bit. It's down kind of in a pit. It's neat. This is a neat high school. I like how they got the conference flags up. We talked about the trees in the background. This is honestly one of the nicest facilities for a small school that you're going to find anywhere in this area.
Yeah, it's a good vantage point for watching the football game here. We're just about ready to get things underway. A little confab at the 50 from our officiating crew tonight. And last instructions for the players, and we're going to look forward to a nice contest tonight. Thanks to our first down sponsors tonight, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist, Dr. Rob Doan, and Jackson Area Subways. And stay tuned. We'll have our Collins Brothers halftime report, Collins Brothers floor covering, bringing you that each week here on the Football Frenzy on K105.3. If you missed any of the action, well, we haven't had any action yet. It's been a one-hour weather delay so far. And we're just about ready to get this underway a little later than we had hoped.
It started with a 0% chance of rain at this time.
It did. I checked the weather as we were heading toward game time. It's at 0%. And moments later, I checked it again. We had about a 53% chance. Well, it ended up being 100% chance of rain. But it's cleared up now. Looks like we should be good to go for the duration. And the team's taking the field. It looks like Vandercook Lake's going to receive our kickoff here. Zathan Allen back to receive with Noah Cooper. And the Trojans now lining up for the kickoff. And looks like our place kicker, Kyle Curley, the very large junior, measuring in about 6'5", 273, Matt.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy.
He's one of those underclassmen at East Jackson that would have been big enough to play last year had the action had they been able to go through with the action. But yeah, certainly a young roster even now with eight sophomores filling out the stat sheet here for East Jackson, three juniors and six seniors. Still an inexperienced squad, but it's good to see him back out on the field in the navy and white uniforms.
It's Iron Man football.
Curley will walk off the distance here on the kickoff. The drum roll coming from our Vanderkook Lake Marching Band. And the kick is up, and we're underway. Going out of bounds just past the 30-yard line. Flag is up, and we'll get a re-kick on that one, Matt, to start things off. So we'll line it back up. Not a lot of height on that one. Pretty straight kick. I didn't expect it to go that direction, but it did directionally just kind of veer out of bounds.
Well, it looked like one of my golf shots Wednesday night. A shank.
Shanking it, huh? Again, the football frenzy tonight brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet. Two-year, 24,000-mile lease, a 2016 Chevy Cruze up for grabs. Each week at our tailgate, you want to come out and get qualified, we'd love to have you. Also, during the live broadcast, they're giving you a code word that you can input at the K105.3 website at K105.3.com. So a lot of ways you can win. And, of course, we're giving away prizes each night, and I'll go over our winners once again a little later on. So Curley walks it off again. We move the ball back. A little deeper kickoff, penalized for the out-of-bounds kickoff. Kick is up. This time it's high, and it's straight, and it'll be fielded. Oh! A little bit wet, slippery. He drops it, but he picks it up, and he's running. He's got room around the edge. He's got one tackler to beat. He's got him.
Stepped out of bounds.
He beat everybody.
Stepped out of bounds.
Noah Cooper on the return. Dropped it a little bit, picked it back up, recovered well. Had good blocking.
He almost, on that kickoff, he almost dropped the ball. And his knee almost touched back there. It looked like it was. All of a sudden, he took off and...
But well blocked. He didn't
just went out of bounds ever been a touchdown.
Didn't have to do a lot fancy. He had a pretty good block, pretty good lane. Just stepped out of bounds. He probably takes it in for six. Instead, it'll be first and 10, 34-yard line. The East Jackson 34-yard line. They're in Trojan territory. Fumbles the snap. Picks it up off the ground. He's got room to run. Devin Chaney running it there. Again, fumbled the snap. Picks it up and finds some room.
Panther in there on the tackle for East Jackson.
So they move it up. And it'll be second down at the 30. Back in motion. Fakes the handoff. Long throw. He's hit as he throws. He's got a man open in the end zone. Just missed him.
Good pressure, though.
Good pressure on the QB. Hit right as he throws, Nolan Hancock. But he did air it out, and he had a guy down there.
That was
Noah
Curley.
Cooper couldn't quite get to it.
We talked about Curley. He's the kicker. he showed a little mobility right there, and he got to the quarterback, put good pressure on him, and forced that throw.
Yeah, something tells me we'll be talking about Kyle Curley a lot. He's the biggest kid on the field, and like you said, he does have some pretty good mobility. Playing defensive tackle, plays tight end for the offense. So when you figure a guy that big, not just in the middle of that offensive line, he's got to have some other skill. We'll line it up third down, about six. Hand up, goes up the middle. He breaks a couple tackles. 33, Dylan Applegate running the ball, finding a little room.
Close to the first down.
Waiting on the spot here. And they will make a fourth down and short. From about the 35. And Vanderkook Lake offense remains on the field. They come out with two wide. Handoff goes to Allen. He's got the first down, and he's pulled down right about the 20-yard line. Winning the spot on that one. Zathan Allen goes for nice gain.
Good blocking up front. Good
blocking. Marks for sound.
Dante Hoopbar.
And you could see a quick burst right there. As soon as he gets the ball, Allen had the first down.
Showed a little patience right there. A hole opened up, and like you said, sudden burst, first down.
Hancock brings him up to the line. Back to pass again, play action. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's caught. Malik Wilkes with touchdown catch. Quick strike for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Nice throw, Hancock, to find that open guy. Wilkes just too fast for the defender. And the Jayhawks are in the end zone with 10:24 to go first quarter. 6-0 Vandercook.
Nice play.
Couple of play action pass attempts. 1 for 2 now with a touchdown.
He had good time right there. It was good blocking up front. He had time and set himself, made a nice throw.
And the kick is up. It's blocked. No good. 6-0 our score here. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll come back with the Vandercook Lake kickoff on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's time. Time to make time for you. September 14th through October 10th. Joint fees are just $5 at the Jackson YMCA. Memberships include free child care, so you can work out worry-free. Take unlimited fitness classes like Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, TRX, and Kick for just $16 per month. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Find out more at jacksonymca.org.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Quick strike touchdown for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman here in the press box at the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. 10:24 to go, first quarter. And Vandercook Lake preparing to kick things off to the East Jackson Trojans. Austin Dingy back to return. And so Donovan Cobb
is
another Trojan on the return for East Jackson. And a shift here on the kicking team for the Jayhawks. Switch things around. I haven't seen this before, Matt.
I know it.
Just wanted to switch sides. We'll get the kickoff coming here. It's Devin Chaney. Kick is up. High end over end. Down to the 10. Field and return. Donovan Coppernoll trying to find some room. He finds a little bit over the 25. To get the 28-yard line.
Donovan Coppernoll on the return. Brought down by number 18, Logan Lafayette.
We talked about Coppernoll a little bit before the game. And they had three backs last week that had Alexander and Coppernoll both had 80 yards rushing, and Dingy had 70 yards rushing. That's pretty good production out of three backs right there.
Yeah. And, you know, the versatility is something you like to see. And
anytime you put up, you know, 230, 240 yards on the ground, that's a good night.
Three backs for the Trojans. Give is to, I think it was to number two, Dingy. Stop for no gain. So it'll be second down. He actually lost a little bit. Second down about 11. And they take the snap, gives up the middle again. And again, the Vandercook Lake defense giving no room. Pulled down for just about, he might have gotten an inch. Trojans line up quick again, three backs. Takes the snap and gives up the middle, and a battle, just a scrum. And we get about a yard, it looks like.
Testing the interior of that line on those all three of those plays, and they netted a half a yard on three plays.
So bring a fourth down for the Trojans. And the punting team comes on. We've got Noah Cooper back to return. Nearly took the kickoff.
Nearly took the kickoff
to the house. Curley back to punt. He gets off a doozy. takes a nice Trojans bounce inside the 30, inside the 25, almost down to the 20-yard line. And that's a nice field position improvement for the Trojans there off of the punt.
Nice punt.
Drops dead at about the 22-yard line.
That's about 40, 45 yards right there on that punt.
First and 10 for the Jayhawks. Setting up in their own territory as we move the chains. Going left to right from our perspective from the visiting press box here. Above the concession stand. The smell of popcorn wafting right up here, Matt. We both already finished off one bag.
You know what? This is a... I have to go down for a hot dog here in a little bit.
Nolan Hancock with the give to Wilkes. He's got some room breaking a tackle. Fighting forward. He's got the first down, it looks like.
Nice run.
Wait and see the spot.
Number two, Malik Wilkes on the carry for the Jayhawks. For the Jayhawks.
Malik's, he didn't, none of that was given to him, but he battled for every inch of that. Kept them legs churning and dragged a couple guys to that first down. And we're just about the 39-yard line. First and 10. Jayhawks. Hancock in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looking to pass. Going deep. He's got a man open. Oh!
Just
Noah Cooper out ahead of everyone. And it was just a little overthrown.
Boy, Hancock throws a nice ball. He really does.
A couple of good passers in this Cascades Conference. We've got to look at Ash from Napoleon last week, and he could sling it a little bit. So Noah Cooper... showing off his passing skills. 1 for 3 so far, but that one did go for a touchdown.
And the other two could have.
Just missed, yeah. He's back under center now. Takes the snap. He's back to pass again. This time it's a screen. Drops it off to Wilkes. Can't handle it. Picks it up.
Surprised that wasn't blown dead.
It's a forward pass.
Yeah, should have been incomplete.
Incomplete pass to my eyes, but they let it go. He gets it. Gets a little room on it.
Yeah, they're signaling incomplete.
They did, okay.
Which is the right call.
Little discussion amongst the officials, but it seems like they're going to agree. Incomplete pass, that'll bring up third down.
It's nice to officiate from the booth.
It's actually... better for Vandercook like that way. Picked up the ball and ended up out of bounds for a loss. Instead, they go with third down and 10. And Hancock back under center. Wilkes goes in motion. The gives to Allen. He's got a lot of room
nice
to run. Makes a juke. He's outside. He's
could
at the 40, 30. One guy to beat. He's not going to catch him. 20, 10. Touchdown, Vandercook Lake, Zathan Allen.
64 yards.
64 yards on the touchdown. Thank you, Matt. So on third and 10, they go to the Zathan Allen on a little off-tackle play, and he takes it outside. Nobody touched him the entire way, Matt. He just well blocked.
You know, we don't have the benefit of replay up here. But the tackle or tight end, I'm not sure. He set that play up. He blocked that perfect. Perfect block right there and opened it up and he was gone.
Well done. The big kids for Vandercook Lake doing the job tonight. We're going to see a two-point conversion attempt here with 7:50 to go in the first quarter. 12-0 the lead. He's back to pass. He's got an open man. And this time he hits him. It's Noah Cooper. Two-point conversion is good. We're at 14-0 Vandercook Lake with 7:50 to go first quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break and come back for another kickoff on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Got great projects on your to-do list? Take on your toughest jobs with a tractor you'll be proud to own during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event. The Kubota L4701 features a powerful Kubota diesel engine and hydrostatic power steering. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. And great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L4701 in 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call 517-784-3146 for details about cost and terms. Carlton Equipment, now open in Jackson at 2524 Lansing Avenue.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman coming to you live from Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. The Jayhawks flexing their offensive muscles Big play. Zathan Allen goes 64 yards for the score. 14-0 on the two-point conversion. That's our score with 7:50 to go. Matt, we got some out-of-town score updates.
We do. Lumen Christi leads Charlotte 32-0 third quarter. Western is up 21-8 on Battle Creek Penfield. Concord and Union City are still under a weather delay. They had a little cell that went over that way, looked at the radar. Napoleon and Grass Lake are going to start here momentarily. I saw the post about 10 minutes ago said they were starting in 20 minutes. So.
All right, there's your out-of-town scoreboard update as the kickoff up in the air. And it's veering toward the out-of-bounds, and it will go out about the 15-yard line. Flags go up in the air, and we just see a streak of lightning across the sky. And that's going to get us back to a weather delay. Our officials are evacuating the field. Another lightning strike goes off in the distance. That was the first time we've actually seen a streak go across the sky, Matt, a bolt of lightning. So they stop the clock at 7:50, 14-0 Jayhawks. And we'll evacuate the players, coaches, cheerleaders off the field. The band will probably leave the stand, and we'll get 30 minutes back on the clock in a weather delay. If you're just tuning in, we just got the game underway after a delay earlier. We're in another one now officially, 14-0 on the scoreboard. Two quick scores for the Jayhawks. And a bit of a bummer as we just got things going. We'll go over our winners again here one more time. Larry Applegate won a $50 Carlton Equipment gift card. And Quentin Chafin, the $25 gas card from Wilby Transit Mix. You can pick those up at the K105.3 studios, the front office between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. And congrats to Cameron Cohn, Carla Horton, Christy Keys, Felicia Thomas, Emily King, Sarah Kemplin, Tim Applegate, Delinda Woods, Scott Kilgrove, and Corey Kilgrove. You are all qualified for that two-year, 24,000-mile lease on a 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. Again, we are under a weather delay after a bolt of lightning streaked across the sky, us back to the locker room.
I'm looking at the weather right now, and it's to the south of us. It's really not. There's no weather. But when you see lightning or you hear thunder, it's automatic. There's no interpretation at all. Officials have a job to do. School officials have a job to do. It's 30 minutes.
So. And of course, the student athlete's safety is first and foremost.
Absolutely, as it should be.
So, like you said, when lightning is observed or thunder is heard, the contest is suspended. Contestants shall now return to the playing field till lightning has been absent from the sky and thunder has not been heard for 30 minutes. So, with that, we will send it back to the studio, back to Zach Sang and the gang, the K105.3, and we'll check in when we can with an update on our weather situation. Here from Vander Cook Lake High School, 14-0. The Jayhawks in the lead with 7:50 to go first quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Hopefully we'll be back tonight.
When you have a shoulder or knee injury or even hip pain and you need orthopedic care, who do you call? It could be like rolling the dice or flipping a coin. When it comes to an assessment of your injury, surgery, or therapy, call the best, Dr. Robert Doan. Here's what patients are saying about their experience with Dr. Robert Doan at Jackson Orthopedic Specialists.
I was playing basketball, severed my bicep tendon, contacted Dr. Doan's office. They got me in the next day. He checked it out. He explained exactly what needed to be done. I was in surgery the day following that. Surgery went smoothly. Bedside manner was great. His staff was fantastic. They were very accommodating. I wanted to get going almost immediately, and they were very good at managing my expectations. I wouldn't hesitate, in recommending Dr. Doan.
Dr. Robert Doan at Jackson Orthopedic Specialists. For arthroscopic shoulder surgery, joint replacement, hip pain, and sports medicine, call 787-3900. Jackson Orthopedic Specialists on the corner of Cooper and North Street.
Hello, I am Derek Anspaugh, Supply Operations Coordinator at Consumers Energy, father of four, and proud 1996 alumni of Northwest. My wife and I recently decided to move back to the district and enrolled our four children into Northwest schools to become part of the greatness of Mountie Nation. We couldn't be more pleased with our decision. We are excited to share the experiences we had as kids with our own children. Their education is challenging, and they are developing positive relationships with their teachers and peers.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. And as a part of the Jackson County Connected Schools, we know firsthand how it truly takes a village to educate our students. Because of this, we are so thankful for our partnerships and our community. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Yeah.
If the weather was going that way.
Right.
So.
Well, one game that didn't have a delay or hasn't been delayed too much, Lumen Christi out of Charlotte. That was, 38-7 is our most recent score update from there.
Yep. Concord and Union City have resumed. It's 16-16.
So, okay, so we got a tie, Big 8 contest.
Yep.
Concord. Again, we had a football frenzy tailgate out here. Now it seems like so long ago, J-Rod down here from 6 to 7 for K105.3. Got a few qualifiers for our 2-year, 24,000-mile lease on this 2016 Chevy Cruze. Cameron Cohn, Carla Horton, Christy Keys, Felicia Thomas, Emily King, Sarah Kemplin, Tim Applegate, Delinda Woods, Scott Kilgrove, Corey Kilgrove, all qualified, and Larry Applegate, a $50 Carlton equipment gift card, Quentin Chafin, a $25 gas card from Wilby Transit Mix, and you can pick those up at the K105.3 studios. Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. We've got about 30 seconds left on the clock here. Our Vandercook Lake coaching staff that we're sharing the booth with back in action. So it looks like we're just about ready to get things back onto the field. The officials have taken the field, and the players will be able to do so in another 19 seconds. I just want to touch on a few of our sponsors. Again, Matt, our touchdown sponsors, which we've had a couple of them already for Vandercook Lake. 14-0 our score when we left, 7:50 to go in the first quarter. Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, and ERA Reardon Realty. Stay tuned for the halftime show brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and following the game, we'll get you our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. And you can check them out on K1053.com for the next week or so. And here we go. We got the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks team running to the sideline here, taking the field once again after another delay that amounts to 30 minutes. And hopefully we'll be able to get things back into action. I'll put another, looks like we got 2:54 on the clock right now, Matt. I don't know if they're just
going to give them a little warm-up.
They are going to give them like
just
3 minutes or so.
Just a little bit of warm-up, just like they would come out at halftime.
So we'll get everybody loosened back up. We'll take a quick two-minute break, and we'll come back, and we'll have football action for you on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
When you have a shoulder or knee injury or even hip pain and you need orthopedic care, who do you call? It could be like rolling the dice or flipping a coin. When it comes to an assessment of your injury, surgery, or therapy, call the best, Dr. Robert Doan. Here's what patients are saying about their experience with Dr. Robert Doan at Jackson Orthopedic Specialists.
I was playing basketball, severed my bicep tendon, contacted Dr. Doan's office. They got me in the next day. He checked it out. He explained exactly what needed to be done. I was in surgery the day following that. Surgery went smoothly. Bedside manner was great. His staff was fantastic. They were very accommodating. I wanted to get going almost immediately, and they were very good at managing my expectations. I wouldn't hesitate, in recommending Dr. Doan.
Dr. Robert Doan at Jackson Orthopedic Specialists. For arthroscopic shoulder surgery, joint replacement, hip pain, and sports medicine, call 787-3900. Jackson Orthopedic Specialists on the corner of Cooper and North Street.
Everyone hates hard water. Scale buildup on fixtures and glassware. Rust staining on tubs and appliances, and even foul odors coming from the water supply are problems that many of us have to deal with every day. Tri-County Water is here to help. Since 1966, we have helped thousands of local families put an end to hard water issues for good. Whether you need an efficient water softener, iron and odor filter, tannin removal system, or reverse osmosis system for purified drinking water, we have you covered. We also offer several salt-free options. And as a bonus, every residential softener, filter, and reverse osmosis system we carry is made right here in the USA. With our unbeatable rent-to-own and same-as-cash financing programs available, the ball is in your court. Take control of your water today and schedule a free water analysis with one call to Tri-County Water at 800-894-1818 or visit us at www.tricountywater.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman live, Vandercook Lake High School Football Frenzy on K105.3 after an hour and a half total of weather delays. We're just about ready to continue the first quarter of our high school football game. Hopefully the weather will stay away for the rest of the night and we can get this game in the books. 14-0, the Vander Cook Lake lead.
Luckily, I got that Michigan-Utah game on TiVo. So, no updates. No, I don't want to hear anything.
Matt, you don't want to know anything.
I already know Utah's up 3-0.
Speaking of updates, though, we did have an update on our out-of-town scoreboard, Matt.
We did. Napoleon leads Grass Lake 7-0. Freshman Ethan Weatherspoon in a pickoff, pick six.
Pick six.
We liked him last week.
Oh, he was impressive.
He was the most impressive player on the field for Napoleon last week, I thought.
Yeah, he covers a lot of ground out there in the defense. Seems to be on every play, yeah. So Napoleon taking the lead after being shut out last week. They're on the scoreboard with the defense. 7:50 back on the clock here, and we're just about ready to get underway as both teams about to take the field and resume. And, geez, Matt, it seems like so long ago. I don't recall what we were doing.
You know, I think Vander Cook had just got the two-point conversion.
I think that's right.
I think they're just
looking at a Jayhawk kickoff.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I was thinking about before the delay is East Jackson, you know, their first possession was 3-and-out. They got about a half a yard.
Mm-hmm.
If East Jackson doesn't move the ball, it's going to be a long night.
Because, yeah.
You know, they got 15, 16 kids, and you just can't be at your defense on the field that long. Your offense got to stay on the field, keep that defense fresh.
Well, it's the same guys, really.
But the concept is you can be a lot fresher on offense.
Sure. Devin Cheney will tee the football up, get ready to kick things off. And, again, we've got Donovan Coppernoll along with Austin Dingy to return. And we'll get a whistle from the official, and we're just about ready to resume here. And things will start again with the kickoff. Even the Vander Cook Lake marching band won't leave this one. They're going to march back out to the stands. The kick is up. End over end. Flips. Takes a Vander Cook bounce. Returned by Dingy. Looking for a blocker. Trying to get to the edge.
Nice.
Nowhere to go. Nice open field tackle. Zathan Allen. He's down at about the 27-yard line. 28. Let's give them the first and 10 for East Jackson. They come out with that three-back set. Everything in tight. And I expect they'll do the same. Just three handoffs up the middle on their first possession, Matt.
Yeah, but they may have to make some adjustments because it wasn't effective in their first possession.
Yeah, the Vander Cook Lake interior defense is pretty stout. Same formation comes out. Nathan Alexander under center. Big Curly there in the backfield. And the give is to Curly. He's able to battle ahead. He finds about 3 yards there. And bring up second and 7 for the Trojans.
That's what we call 3 yards in a cloud of dust right there, buddy.
Yeah.
When you got your 6'5", 273-pound fullback carrying the ball, that's a great way to open up that interior line.
Sure.
For sure.
And it's nice to see the Trojans get a little positive yardage. They're back at the line of scrimmage. Ready to get set. They don't take a lot of time for the play calls. Really a no huddle for the Trojans. Curly in the backfield, right in the middle, back there with Dingy. And I think that's going to be Ty Duncan. There, down, up, and the give goes up the middle to Curly again, and he drags two guys forward for another gain. So two gives to Big Curly.
Well, you notice what they're doing right there. They're standing over center. Alexander standing over center, and he's looking at the back official, and he's waiting for him to start to signal that he's getting close to the 25-second clock expiring. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to, you know, slow the game down a little bit here, and then hand it off to their huge running back.
He's a big kid, and I recall him from basketball as well, Matt. And just he is a big guy, but he's got soft hands. He's got spry feet. And the give is to Curley again for a East Jackson first down, and the fans happy to see it too. Moving the chains, first and 10 from the 40-yard line.
Well,
East Jackson back in the huddle now.
He has not moved like a 273-pound kid. He's very agile. We saw that on defense when he got to the quarterback that first possession.
And we wait at the line of scrimmage again for East Jackson. Under center, Alexander takes the snap. Can't get rid of it. Brought down by a flock of Jayhawks. Quick penetration by the Vandercook defense, and that's going to take him for a loss of about four. That'll make a second and 14.
Yeah, you wonder, you know, they ran pretty much three plays right in a row, the same thing. They gave it to Curley. And then they didn't do that time and lost five.
Yeah, but like you said, even at 6'5", 273, you can't.
Can't get to him every time.
He can't leave this game with 25, 30 carries.
Well, he could. I mean.
He could, yeah. But like you said, he's important to the defense, too. They don't want him too gassed, I guess. Pitch play. Two Jayhawks in the backfield with him. The pitch goes to Dingy, and he has nowhere to go. He'll lose another two on that one to bring up third down at 16.
Yeah, good penetration on that by the Vandercook defense.
And Malik Wilkes in the backfield with the almost could have picked off that pitch. So the Trojans will huddle up here. Third and 16 from their own 34. 4:18 to go first quarter, 14-0. Vandercook Lake in front here on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. Time the give is to Curley again, and he's got seven guys on him that they do pull him down.
That's,
and
yeah, that's what we call
nowhere to go.
A host of Jayhawks.
What did we determine a Jayhawk is?
It's a mystic bird. I've researched it.
I know you have. I just like to hear you say mystic bird for some reason. So we'll bring up fourth down from the 16. No gain, no loss on the play for Curley. We'll get a punt. Curley back to do the punting as well for the Trojans.
You and I are a couple of Cardinals, right?
Whittemore Lake and Michigan Center Cardinals.
Whittemore Prescott.
Whittemore Prescott. See, I'll never get it exactly right. Oh, a little fake on the pump play, it looks like, or just a broken play. Flings it. And drop dead. Again, the penetration by the Vandercook Lake Jayhawk defense, and that's going to give them excellent field position with 3:31 to go here in the first. Turnover on downs for the Trojans. And we will start from the 34. And now we got some laundry on the field. What do we got?
Could be an eligible man downfield. I don't know. Be a lot of things.
So we're waiting to see what the flag's going to be here.
We're hearing the possibility of intentional grounding.
Yeah, Rich Hall from the Vandercook Lake sideline saying his piece. It looks like they pulled out their pocket rule books, Matt. Looking for a ruling on this one. 3:31 to go on the clock, 14-0. The Jayhawks in front with the ball. Now the question will just be, it would seem, where that possession is going to begin. And we continue to have a discussion. And like I said, we're in the booth with the Jayhawks coaching staff, and we're hearing their opinion on the play, and we're just waiting for a ruling from the...
Hey, I do have an update out-of-town scoreboard. Grass Lake now up 8-7 on Napoleon. Final score, Lumen Christi 38-14 over Charlotte.
All right. Matt, on top of that, Lumen Christi out-of-town scoreboard, 38, what was the final, Matt?
38-14.
There you go. Titans on the road with Charlotte tonight.
Yellow Jackets are up 22-16 on Union City.
Our out-of-town scoreboard stud here, Matt Lehman, researching furiously. So we do have a chance. We do have a looks like a five-yard penalty here. We'll start things off at the 29 for the Jayhawks. And the give is up the middle for a couple of yards there.
Jayhawk carry by number 33.
Going to Dylan Applegate. And looks like they're going to give him 2 yards on the play. Second down and 8 from the 27. 3:12 on the clock here in the first quarter after an hour and a half of weather delays. Out of the shotgun now, Nolan Hancock. Zathan Allen in motion. Hancock takes a snap. He does go to Allen on the swing. One-on-one. He's able to get a couple more yards, breaks a tackle, and it looks like he's going to be close to the first down.
Nice run. He got 5 extra yards on that. Nice run. He's tough.
And they're going to spot that at the 19. That'll be a Jayhawks first down, or maybe we're going to get a measurement. Nope, they're going to give him the first. And we'll get the chains moved. 2:28 now to go. Jayhawks first and 10 from the 19. Hancock comes back out in the shotgun, 4 wide. In the backfield with him, Dylan Applegate. Allen goes in motion again, now trips right. And he makes the pass, quick slant.
Nice catch.
Noah Cooper, he makes the catch.
I thought he got hit early on that too, but no call, but nice reception.
Holds on to the football. He's down to the 11-yard line. That bring up second and about 2.
You know, it's only the first quarter, but I really like this Vandercook Lake team. And they show they can run the ball. They can play the power game. They can play they can get outside on the perimeter. And Hancock's, you know, he's thrown some nice balls tonight. We talked about that earlier.
Hancock takes a snap, gives to Malik Wilkes, and he runs off tackle. He's got about 8. I'm going to give that 7 yards, first down. And it'll be first and goal for the Jayhawks. 1:28 on the clock here in the first quarter, 14-0 in the lead. Looking for the spot, and they're going to give him down to the 4-yard line. First and goal, Jayhawks. They come out Cooper wide. Jordan Futrell wide. Hancock back to pass. He's got Wilkes out of the backfield. One guy to beat. He breaks the tackle into the end zone. Touchdown. Second touchdown pass of the day for Nolan Hancock. Second touchdown reception for Malik Wilkes. 20-0, 107 to go first quarter. Jayhawks on top and rolling. And we'll get the kicking team back here onto the field. Devin Cheney will attempt his second extra point. The first one was blocked. And the kick is up. And it's through.
Nice kick.
21-0, 107 to go first quarter. The Jayhawks in front. 30-second break on your football frenzy. We'll be right back.
Out with the old and stale, in with the clean and spectacular. It's the Collins Brothers annual Fall Free Installation Sale. Choose from the freshest collection of carpet. Then, Collins Brothers will install it for free. Sit back, take the load off. Collins Brothers is going to move your furniture and properly dispose your old carpet beautifully, free of charge. Don't wait, don't worry. Get to Collins Brothers in a hurry for the annual Fall Free Installation Carpet Sale. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, your downtown neighbor for 75 years.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman, live from Vandercook Lake High School, where the Jayhawks are off to a 21-0 start of the East Jackson Trojans. And coming off a touchdown pass from Hancock to Wilkes. The Jayhawks just about to kick off. And Matt, I think maybe we'll start seeing some signs of fatigue out of the Trojans. Just the numbers just can't keep up.
It's tough. Like I said, I've been there and done that, you know, at Concord. And I'll tell you, we've done a nice job there of getting our numbers back up. We Concord has the actually their varsity roster was the second biggest in the Big 8 Conference at the football meeting, which is encouraging. And they're tied with just got an update. It's 22-22 in Union City, and Union City's the pick to win the league. So
kickoff started to go out of bounds. Veers back in, picked up, and some room on the sidelines.
Well, got a little extracurricular going on about the 40-yard line. And a flag to the hold or the necessary roughness or
Capernaum on a nice return. I guess up to about the 30-yard line. But we'll wait and see who the penalty is going to be against and where that actually starts.
This is one of those, the guy that got caught, because this could have been.
Sure. And again, another long conference from the officials. Wait and see. And it's going to go against East Jackson, it looks like.
Penalty on the play. It was against the Trojans.
And they're going to walk it off. I'm looking at the back of the official. I couldn't quite see the signal, Matt. But we'll start things off here from the 24 of the Trojans.
Yeah, it must have been an unnecessary roughness because it was a 15-yard. So
Trojans are in the huddle now. We're getting Trey Coolbaugh disagreeing, let's say, with the flag. It would look like. And we're just about ready to get some action going. We've got 1:03, a minute, 3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's 21-0 Jayhawks on your football frenzy. Off to a weather-delayed start. We normally would be wrapping up right about now, Matt. And,
pretty close.
We're just feels like we're just underway. The fans are here in full force, enjoying some popcorn and pretty good hot dogs.
And we just happen to be above the concession stand.
Right above. Should we need something real quick, we can make it happen. The East Jackson offense back on the field. Senior Nathan Alexander, a quarterback under center. And it gives up the middle again. Kyle Curley. And again, it's taking, that's about 6-7 guys to pull him down. He doesn't get a ton of yardage, but it is on the positive side. And that's about 5 yards. A little short of that, maybe. We'll look for the spot. And we'll say 4 yards. We'll say second down and 6 for the Trojans from their own 27-yard line.
He's impressive.
He's got a good motor, and he's carried a few guys a few times here. Same formation we're getting used to for the Trojans. Under center. Snaps taken. It's time to give us on a pitch out. Tackled in the backfield for a loss. Flag on the field. I'm going to make it a face mask.
Or a horse collar.
He's brought down around the 19 for what would be a nearly 10-yard loss on the run play. Pick up the flag, and it's going to be a against the Jayhawks, and we're walking it off. That's definitely a 15-yarder, Matt.
Oh, face mask.
So that's going to give East Jackson a first down at the 35. Vanderkook Lake on the defense. They haven't budged a lot.
End of the quarter.
And we'll wrap up the first quarter. 21-0. We'll take a one-minute break from the studio. Jayhawks in front, 21-0 on your football frenzy on K105.3.
Save your money where it makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Fall into savings with Savings Plus at Michigan Community Credit Union. Open a Savings Plus 18-month CD and earn 1.15% APY. Hurry! This incredible rate is only being offered during September. For more information, please visit micommunitycu.com. Michigan Community Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
ERA Reardon Realty is number one again. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, and I'd like to congratulate my amazing team of 56 agents and brokers for being named the number one ERA franchise in the United States for customer service. I'd also like to thank our clients for telling our story of being honest, ethical, and putting our clients first. If you would like to experience the ERA Reardon difference, stop into our Jackson or Brooklyn office today or find us online at erareardon.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman. Vandercook Lake High School with the Jayhawks comfortably in front, 21-0, just ready to get the second quarter underway after they had an hour and a half of weather delays. Trojan ball, first and 10 from their own 35. And they got three backs again. Gives up the middle to Kyle Curley for about a yard. Jayhawks just plugging up the middle and giving him as little room as they can. He's a big guy. He pushes ahead for about a yard and a half. We'll call it second and 8. 11:41 to go, just underway here in the second quarter. It's been all Jayhawks on the offense so far. Their defense has been pretty impressive.
Pretty stout as well.
Yeah, thus far.
Minus a few runs by Curley, really, they haven't got anything.
They're running that clock, like you said, Matt. Run that play clock down virtually every play, just trying to catch a breather. They do have just about 16 guys in the roster. Nathan Alexander under center. Takes a snap, and give is to, it looks like that's going to be maybe Ty Duncan on the carry. He's immediately into a flood of red jerseys. And
well, Curley's either carrying it or he's leading it.
And they're coming back up the line. East Jackson again. That's just about half a yard. We'll call it still third and 8. Three backs for the Trojans again. They'll take the snap. This time it's a QB keeper. Roll out pass. He's got an open man. He's caught it. 20 yards, 20 plus yards into Vandercook territory.
Shane Bonner.
Well timed on the play action pass for the Trojans. It's going to get them into Jayhawk territory at about 43.
Kind of lulled Vandercook to sleep a little bit, running the ball as much as they had, and all of a sudden.
Executed a tough play, thrown across your body there for the quarterback, Alexander, for the Trojans. Makes the play, gets it out to Shane Bonner. Wide open. And the Trojans move the ball. 9:48 to go here in the second. 21-0 they trail, looking to put some points on the board. Nathan Alexander running that clock as he stands there. Preparing to hand off. Curley in the backfield with Austin Dingy. Ty Duncan. Takes the snap, gives the Curley up the middle again. As he battles and the entire Jayhawks roster don't bring him down, but they do stop the forward progress. Play whistle dead at about the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up second and 7 yards. Now, if the Trojans can mix in some plays like that with their other backs and maybe a few pass plays, keep Curley fresh, he can continue to plow into that line and give him a couple yards here and there. Eventually, maybe even break one for a big game. Alexander back under center.
Well, East Jackson is just trying to slow the game down, take as much time as they can. That's what you do when you got 15 guys.
And that time Alexander keeps it, kind of leans forward. Doesn't turn into much. Matter of fact, looks like he might have lost a yard. Third down and 9. Trojans huddle it back up. And we'll get a timeout from the East Jackson sideline, and we'll take a timeout as well. 1 minute break. We'll come back 8:08 to go first quarter, 21-0 Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Trojans with the ball and driving on K105.3.
Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas ask, why get a hot tub? For romantic evenings, halftime breaks, a midnight soak, or just a relaxing unwind after work. Plus, kids love them. And right now, Caldera Spas hot tubs start at just $28.99. So why get a hot tub from Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas? Why not? Blue Water Pools and Spas on Page Ave, Michigan Center.
Wilby Transit Mix is a family-owned company serving Jackson for over 100 years. Jackson's only locally owned ready-mix concrete producer. With a fully stocked showroom open to the public with concrete-related tools, sealers, and stamped concrete supplies, Fendt pavers, cultured stone and retaining wall dealer, plus a fully stocked concrete block yard, and a complete supply of bagged pre-mixed concrete, cement, and repair compounds for the do-it-yourselfers. Crushed concrete, stone, sand, and gravel available too. Wilby Transit Mix. Stop in today at 2323 Brooklyn Road.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, Trojans coming out of the timeout with third and long. Alexander under center, gives to Curley up the middle. He dives ahead. Gets a gain, lifted off his feet. He goes down, but not before he's able to eat up a chunk of yardage.
There's some hitting right there.
You know, when you kind of know what's coming, you can tee off a little bit, I imagine, on the defense. You probably look forward to it, hitting a big guy like Curley. He hits back a little bit, too. It'll bring up fourth and about five. 7:35 to go, second quarter, 21-0. But the Trojans have had the ball now for a little while, able to string together a couple first downs. We'll see what they have here on fourth and five.
If they go to some play action.
It's worked for him once. And, nope, the give is to Curley, and he is stuffed immediately. Stopped for a loss. And that's going to be turnover on downs. We'll get Vandercook Lake back on the offense with 7:14 to go. First half.
You know, very, very conservative, to say the least, play call. You know, it's a tough situation. You know, it's almost like they're playing not to get beat bad right now.
To keep it close, yeah.
Keep it close, run some time off the clock, kind of keep it respectable.
Meanwhile, the Jayhawks come out in the shotgun formation. Yep. Hancock back to pass, and he's got an open man caught. Yep. And he'll nice roll catch. Ahead. We'll see where the spot is. Jordan Futrell with the catch, maybe for a first down there. Stay tuned as we wind out to the halftime. We'll have Collins Brothers floor covering on our halftime report.
I tell you, I really like Nolan Hancock. He's a nice-looking quarterback. And Vandercook's, you know, they've shown, you know, another, you know, I think they're, East Jackson's outmanned a little bit in this game, but you can see the, when he sets his feet, he throws a nice ball.
It's under center. Too wide. He gives up the middle. And he's still battling. Can't stop the forward momentum. They do pull him down, but he, geez, what a battle there. Dylan Applegate pulled down just short of the 40-yard line. Kyle Curley-esque on that one, dragging guys along. Bring up second and about three. Nice game. And that's what we keep seeing from the Jayhawks, is that they'll mix it up with a quick slant, nice pass game, and then they go with the power running game, and they continue to just move the chains here against the East Jackson Trojans.
Well, they appear to have good balance. They got that balance on offense.
Play action. Hancock back to pass. Throws it deep. Nice. He's got a man open. And again, it is Noah Cooper out behind the defense for a big gain inside the 10-yard line down to the 6. Jayhawk first and goal. Play action pass, and Hancock is just flinging it all over the place, finding open men wherever he seems to go. Check that. We're going to call it the seven-yard line, Matt. First and goal from the 7 for the Jayhawks with 6:03 on the clock. In the first half, 21-0 they lead, looking to make it 27. Hancock under center. He's got two wideouts. Gives to Wilkes. Wilkes with room to run. Breaks a tackle. Breaks a second one. Breaks a third into the goal line. Touchdown, Malik Wilkes. Vandercook Lake pouring it on here. 27-0, 5:44 to go first half.
That's touchdown number 3 for Wilkes.
He seems to be the go-to guy down in that zone, and he hasn't let him down yet. Two catches for scores, and now this run. And that was a tough one. He shed about 3 tacklers on the way to the end zone, Matt. Looks like we said that he and Zathan Allen, just a couple of strong, fast kids, great athletes. Extra point kick is no good. And that's where we'll stay, 27-0, 5:44 to go. 30-second break. We'll come back for a kickoff on K105.3.
My name is Carla Bergman, owner and operator of Bergman Specialty Products. Bergman Specialty Products offers custom repair services and stocks a wide variety of O-rings, U-cups, gaskets, and gasket material, polyseals, wipers, and O-ring cord stock in a wide variety of different materials in standard or metric sizes. So please call today at 517-764-9043 or come visit us at our website for a quick quote at www.bergmanspecialty.com.
High school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live. We're at Vandercook Lake High School. Still, the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. An hour and a half of rain delays. And we're 5 minutes 44 seconds on the clock short of the halftime. 27-0, the Jayhawks in front. Weather seems to be actually probably better weather for playing football than it was earlier. A little hot and a little muggy. Matt, you said we had an update on the out-of-town scoreboard. Not so much a score.
No, Michigan Center and Hanover Horton are going to resume their game tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
So they're canceling for tonight. They're going to get at it tomorrow.
Yeah. They must have got, thunder or lightning. Hopefully it's not coming this way.
Well, we considered that the weather we saw was to the south, and they're playing out in Hanover where we got to imagine that went through there pretty heavy.
Yep.
Kickoff coming here now. Devin Chaney for the Jayhawks. Gets it up the field. Bounced and recovered there. Finds some room up the middle to run. Austin Dingy ultimately goes nowhere, just over the 20-yard line, and that's where the Trojans will start their offense here. Got a couple things going on their last possession. Big play action pass. Their only attempt of the game, but it went for about 40 yards. Matt? Was it 40? Was more like 20?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm exaggerating. It felt like such a big play.
It was. It kind of caught us off guard because we were expecting 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and all of a sudden they ran that play action and hit the tight end, and it surprised Vandercook.
Yeah, and that's been their style all day. Everything in tight, 3 backs. Take the snap. Give goes up the middle. It's Ty Duncan with nowhere to go again. Just immediately met at the line of scrimmage. And 2nd and 10 will come up for the Trojans. And a couple of those, you start to see a little bit of the heads hanging on that Trojans squad out there in the field. But they've got to be fatigued after starting and stopping and an hour and a half of delays. And now they're being manhandled out there a little bit. They come up to the line of scrimmage, though. Take the play. The QB keeps it. And he's pulled down for a short loss on the play. Nathan Alexander, QB keeper. And that'll bring up 3rd and about 12. And Mike, we've seen him on 3rd and long go pretty conservative on the play calling. Certainly deep in their own zone. Expect more of the same. 27-0, our score, 4.5 to go. First half.
Well, let's see if they throw here. Why not?
Why not?
Got nothing to lose.
And Alexander will again wind that play clock down. Offensive line set, takes the snap. This time he keeps it rolling out. Nobody there. He'll run it. He's got the first down in sight. Takes a hit, but does get the first down. Alexander, the QB keeper, looked like he was looking for a receiver. Saw no one and kept it himself. He had some real estate. And he'll get the first down at third and long. Trojans move the chains.
Big first down. Big first down for Jackson.
First and 10 from their own 35. These Jackson Trojans trailing 27-0. Here on K105.3, the football frenzy game of the week. Alexander under center. Takes the snap, gives to Curley. Curley battles and finds, geez, maybe a half yard, Matt. That's been one of the more interesting parts of the game to watch so far is Curley's battle with that defensive line of the Jayhawks.
He's a whole, I'll tell you. He's only a junior, too. They can... I don't know what their JV numbers are. And they got some sophomores up.
Say they got eight sophomores on the varsity roster.
They could get some players, you know, some more bodies around a kid like that. He's impressive. Both sides of the ball.
Timeout. And we'll take another timeout from the Trojans. A timeout here for our game. 1 minute break. We'll be back with the last 2:41 here in the first half. 27-0. Vandercook Lake in front on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Parents, another school year has begun, and Once Upon a Child will be there every step of the way. Whether your little ones are off to preschool for the first time or you're waiting for that big yellow bus to round the bend, Once Upon a Child has all the apparel, shoes, toys, and baby gear to help you through the year ahead. And they're even organized by size and color for a stress-free shopping experience. Once Upon a Child is super color fragilistic with all the colors of the rainbow for you to color the kids' world this year. Shopping at the mall is drab and tiring. Shopping online is lonely and no fun at all. Shopping at Once Upon a Child, you can touch it, feel it, see it, color coordinated and colorific. And Once Upon a Child has all the gently used name brands that you want for up to 70% less than mall prices. So this year, make Once Upon a Child your one-stop shop. In Jackson, at the corner of Wisner and Argyle, across from Joanne Fabrics, and in Battle Creek on Beckley Road down from Target. Visit them online at onceuponachild.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we're live at Vandercook Lake. The timeout is over. The Trojans are on the field. Back to pass. Alexander tosses it up. Double coverage on the receiver. And he overthrew him by a couple yards anyway. Missed him. Intended for Donovan Coppernoll. Third down and about nine for the Trojans now. Brings up. Out of the timeout, they go with the pass play. 2:34 to go, 27-0. The Vandercook Lake Jayhawks all over the East Jackson Trojans in the early going here. We head toward the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report coming up. Stay tuned after the game. Tri-County Water player of the game announcement. Malik Wokes, a front runner for that with three early touchdowns. Alexander tripped up on the snap, falls down. And he's going to go down for a loss. Back near the 30-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. Put it at the 32. Fourth and 14. And Curley will come out to punt. Zathan Allen back to receive. He sets up around the 35-yard line. Curley punting from about the 20 with the long snap.
So Curley's their kicker, their punter, their lead back, their defender.
And the punt is up. It's high. End over end's going to go out of bounds. And we'll see where it actually went out. They're going to set him up at the 48-yard line. Trojans will start on their, or excuse me, the Jayhawks will start on their own 48. Moving right to left for us with a minute and a half to go.
You know what I'm thinking right now with that, with the 48-yard line.
That 52, the 52-yard line right there.
Yeah. My daughter even texted that to me about the 51-yard line last week. That was the highlight.
I don't mind being ribbed by Lindsay Lehman. She's one of the finest female athletes in the county. Highly awarded. She can say what she wants. She could probably beat me in a foot race. I think I could take her a game on one-on-one.
Ooh, I might have to let her know that.
The challenge has been laid down. Jayhawks take over possession. Gives up the middle. Quick deep from the ball carrier. Shifty guy. First carry for Joey Kemplin for the Jayhawks, and he takes it for a big gain.
He ran hard.
He's not a big guy. He's kind of sneaking back there.
That's one of those coach watch this runs right there. You know, you're out there, you're in a game like this, you're up 27-0. You know, some of the kids that maybe don't play as much, when they get a chance, they're going to go out there and
take advantage
of it.
Down to the 29-yard line of the Trojans. Jayhawks on the move, first and 10. And this time they give another first-time ball carrier in the game. Nice spin move, and he's still on his feet. Down, looks like, for another first down. This time, Chris Poe on the carry.
Jayhawk carry, number 20.
And now the Jayhawks flexing their muscles on the deep bench they've got going on over there.
Well, you know what you'd like to see on this right there. You're up 27-0. You got some of your second string running backs in there, and they said it's an opportunity for them to play. They went through the 2-a-days, they worked their tails off to get ready, and you know, it's important to get these guys in.
And give again this time to Joey Kemplin. Looked like he might have coughed it up at the end of the play. They're going to keep possession though, and that spot will give them second and 9. 30 seconds to go first half. We start the clock. 27-0 Jayhawks in front with the ball, driving at about their opponent's 18. And the give is again this time to another first-time ball carrier. Rasheed Hicks takes it, and he's able to get a couple yards on the play. 12 seconds to go on the clock. We ought to run out of time here in the half. 7. I don't think we'll get another play as the Vander Cook Lake marching band makes their way to the field. Time runs out in the first half. 27-0 will be our halftime score from Vander Cook Lake. And Matt, it was all Vander Cook in the first half.
Yeah, right there. You know, they had the ball at the 19-yard line, and they could have called timeout. And Coach Wolven showed some class right there. He's trying to not humiliate the other, you know, East Jackson right now. So I appreciate that. You know, you watch a game like this.
Yep, you don't want to run up the score, and after all the delays and everything, we're finally making it to the halftime.
And he's doing it the right way. I mean, you don't want to do things, you know. Sometimes, you know, you can try things that are almost unsportsmanlike. And what you're doing is he's running his regular offense. He's got his second and third string kids in right now, and they deserve a chance to show what they can do. And but right there, he had a chance. He probably could have tried to punch another one in and didn't. So
here we are at the half for Collins Brothers Floor Covering here on your Football Frenzy on K105.3. And again, a couple games get canceled tonight. Michigan Center and Hanover Horton going to start things off again tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Lumen Christie score, that's a final, 38-14 over Charlotte in Charlotte. One of the few games that actually got all the way in, and we'll try and find out a score from our other friends from Jackson Radio Works over at ESPN 101.9, 1450. They are at Jackson High School tonight. The Lansing Everett team is in town, and we'll get you some out-of-town scoreboard updates when we come back. We'll take a 3-minute break on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and more Football Frenzy coming up for you on K105.3.